All right. Hey, legends. Fraser Brooks here, coming to you live today from Dubai. Hope you are doing absolutely incredible, no matter where you are tuning in from all over the world. Welcome to Fraser's Tuesday Night Lives every 7 p.m. on a Tuesday, and I'm super excited to be bringing you this topic today. So here's the fun thing. I'm actually streaming right now on my Facebook page, on my Facebook profile, on YouTube, and on Instagram, all using one device, being my computer right now. I'll share with you guys at some point how I'm making that happen, but I'm really excited. I'm really, really excited about it. So here we go. In the Telegram channel, for those of you who aren't in the Telegram channel, you can go to Fraser's Telegram.com, and you can join our free Telegram community. Over 13,000 network marketers from all over the world are there. I drop some tips, tricks, strategies, some motivation. I ask for your win of the week and all that fun stuff. But in there, I actually, every Monday, I'm posting in there, at giving you an option of three or four different topics for me to share on these Tuesday Night Lives. And I think this week I did how to build a business using Instagram stories, or how to make sales with Instagram stories, how to recruit, and then two other things, how to build a brand and then what content to create or something like that. And recruiting was the one that came out on top. So last week, I actually talked to you about some recruiting tips. If you were there, then let me know in the chat if you were there last week. If you weren't there last week, then go and watch the replay. It's on my Facebook profile for you to go and see that. It's like a few posts below this one. But today, I'm excited because I'm going to share a little bit deeper on how to recruit using social media. All right? So if you're excited to learn how to recruit more people in your network marketing business, do let me know in the comments. I can see everyone commenting. Kevin, Lauren, Ilona, Lindsay, Francis, Moffitt, Heather, Coach Helena, Go Adam Go. I see you guys. Yellow underscore B, Cami Forster, Lauren, I see you guys. Good to see you all. LsB. All right, cool. So let's go into this. Let's jump into this. Throughout this live, I really do appreciate all the love hearts, all the comments, all the tags, all the shares. If you do share the live, then do make sure that you come back into the comments and write shared in big capitals so that I can see that and me and the team can go through it and just recognize who out there finds this valuable enough to share inside of their team groups, inside onto their wall, inside the messenger, whatever it might be. All right, so let's start with a little story. Oh, and by the way, hang around until the end because I've got something super exciting I want to share with you. And also maybe I'm going to give you some insight into what's going to be happening in the next few weeks with these lives that we're going to be doing. All right, so my second day in the network marketing business. How many days are you in the network marketing business? Like, you don't have to give me it in days, give me it in like months or weeks or months or years or decades. But my second day in the business, right, my dad gets me in the car and he says, Fraser, I need to take you somewhere. So we get in his car. He had a BMW 6 Series convertible. Jani, thanks for sharing. Jade, thanks for sharing. I appreciate it. Tosh, thanks for sharing. Dimitri, thanks for sharing. And we get in the car and we drive 5 minutes to the beach. Now, I lived in Formby in the northwest of the UK. Absolutely freezing cold. Jennifer, thanks for sharing. I appreciate it. Absolutely freezing cold. And it was April. We should not be on the beach in April, right? We got on the beach. I'm wearing like two coats, a hat, a scarf, gloves, boots. Dad's wearing similar. It's just we're covered in clothes. And there's no one on the beach. The wind is howling. The rain is hitting my face. It was just not great. And my dad, thanks for sharing, Oliver, Emma, Tim, thanks for sharing. He pulls out this tie, black tie, puts it around my face. I could not see anything. Justina, thanks for sharing. Reja, thanks for sharing. Katia, hey. Right? So I couldn't see anything. And he said to me, Fraser, I'm going to play a game. And in this game, you can win $1 million. Amy, thanks for sharing. I'm like, Victoria, thanks for sharing. I said, okay, $1 million. I believed him. My dad had made millions of dollars in network marketing at that point. So he said, behind you, there are 1 million small rocks. Like the size, just maybe a bit bigger than the size of your fist. Maybe like one Mike Tyson fist, right? So there's these rocks. And underneath one of the 1 million rocks, I'm going to mark an X. Ula, thanks for sharing. I appreciate you. Jennifer, thanks for sharing. Sarah Jane, thanks for sharing. Right? So, when you find the rock that has the X on it, because I've written an X on the bottom of one, I'm going to give you $1 million. How many rocks are you going to flip over? Now, remember, it's freezing cold. All I wanted to do was go home, get in front of the fire, warm up. Right? I don't want to be flipping rocks. And I can't see any of the rocks either. He's going to guide me toward the rocks. There's a rock there. Okay, flip it over. How many rocks are you going to flip over? How many would you flip over? If out of the million rocks, there was one that had the X on it, how many rocks would you flip over? Now, I was 21, 22 at the time. And I turned around to my dad and I said, Dad, I'm going to flip over as many as it takes until I find the one with the X on it. And he said, that's what a lot of people say. Because in network marketing, a lot of people will recruit as many as they need until they have the required amount. If you need to build three legs, you build three legs. If you need to recruit five people to get to the top of the compensation plan, you recruit five people. If you recruit 12 people and the 12th person is a rock star, you stop recruiting and you put everything into this rock star. He said, you're wrong. He said, I want you to give it another go. Now remember, guys, I was 21, 22. I had no clue what I was doing. I said, Dad, I am going to flip over every single flipping rock that I come across until there are no rocks to flip over. Then I'm going to take the blindfold off, and then I'm going to walk around and I'm going to find the one with the X on. He said, bingo. Recruiting is not a destination. Recruiting is a journey. Recruiting is not something that you hate one week, love the next. Recruiting is something that you keep doing so much that you fall in love with it. Recruiting is not this art of trying to convince someone to join. Recruiting is knowing that what you have is should be done by everyone so that you should tell the world that you've got this amazing business. Recruiting is the answer to all of your problems. Here's the thing. If you have any of these issues that you've had, you're feeling, or you know you're going to feel in the future, please let me know in the comments. Remember, I love an interactive audience. I see we have 243 people across the platforms, plus 123 on Instagram. We have nearly 400 people across all the platforms here live, which is amazing. I know a lot of you guys watch it on replay as well. And if you are watching on replay, do let me know that you've made it this far on the replay. I'm proud of you if you did, right? If you are in a dip right now, meaning your business is going down or backwards a little bit, be honest, be open about that, own that, because guess what? The money's made in the dip. Why? Because leadership is built in the dip. And if you want to make a significant income in network marketing, guess what? You have to go through a dip. Leadership is what makes you the big money, because you have to have leadership to generate, to develop leaders. And when you develop leaders, they do the business whether you're there or not. Now you have residual income. So if your business is in a dip, own that. Guess how you get out of the dip? Recruit. Is anyone feeling stuck? S-T-U-C-K. I know my accent. Stuck. Is anyone feeling stuck? They're not going up. They're not going down. They just feel stuck. I don't know what to do anymore. Things aren't the way they used to be. Like, what do I do? I don't know how to do this. I don't know what to do. You feel stuck. If you are stuck, guess what? Recruiting is the answer. All right? Maybe you feel frustrated. You're frustrated with the speed. You're frustrated with the lack of success. You're frustrated with the energy that you've got. You're frustrated with your environment. Guess what? Guess what? Recruiting is the answer. Oh, but people aren't doing anything anymore. It's just me. It's always me building the business. It's always me doing the calls. It's always me creating content. It's always me doing this. Blah, 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 blah. If people aren't doing anything, guess what? Recruiting is the answer. Building is energy. Maintaining is fatigue. Bringing new people in builds energy into the business, but maintaining what you've got is draining. Because when you maintain, you're the manager. When you're building, you are creating. You're inspiring. But isn't it funny? Although recruiting is building and building is energy, recruiting feels like the most draining thing to do because we're scared of doing it. I'm going to help you solve that right now, right? Whereas maintaining, managing the team is maintaining the team, which is draining and gives it fatigue. For some reason, we get so excited about the idea of, oh, I've got Costas, I've got Marie, I've got Christelle, and I've got Kevin. Now I'm going to teach them how to do the same thing. I'm fired up. And they don't do it. And now it's like trying to pull teeth. I'm like, come on, Deborah. Deborah, just keep coming. Follow me, Debbie. No, follow me, Debbie. No, come here, Debbie. Right? No. It drives you nuts. And it ends up bringing you so down when you think this is never going to work because no one ever does anything. And every time I recruit someone, they do nothing anyway. Try turning over a pack of cards. Two being nothing and ace being an absolute legend. You turn over a two, a two, a two, a three, a four, a three, another two, a five, a four. You're like, oh my God, they're never going to come. Bang, ace, ace, ace. How'd you feel now? But most people quit before payday. So many people quit before payday. Okay, so remember, business in this game is created when you have leverage. And when you have leverage, it's because you have a team of people doing the same thing. When you have no leverage, you have no business. And when you have no business, it's basically a work from home job. A lot of you guys, I'm going to say it how it is. I hope you're cool with that, right? A lot of you guys have a job inside of network marketing, meaning you're exchanging your time for money. Meaning you do 40 hours, so there's 40 hours of production in your business every single week. Some of you have a team of 10, and two of those people are doing 40 hours. Plus yours, now you have 120 hours a week when you're working 40. Congratulations, you have a business, a small business, but you have a business. So for those of you who have a business, congratulations. For those of you who don't have a business, you don't have the job, you've got to recruit. For those of you who have a business and you're not happy with the success of it, you've got to recruit. For those of you who have a business and it's moving, but you want it to move faster, you've got to recruit. Guys, since COVID, people just stopped recruiting, man. They're selling like crazy. They ain't recruiting. It's time to go back to basics. Basics better more often. I'll say it next time instead of spraying it. Okay, so here's 5 points for you guys. I'm going to give you 5 points. I hope you get value from this. I'm going to write this as a trigger for us to come back to. Most people. Who likes the idea of being most people? Not me. I flipping hate the idea of doing most people. Hey, Fraser, most people wouldn't do that. Most people would go get a real job. Most people think that's a pyramid thing. Most people would do that. I don't want to be most people. Why? Most people have least things, but least people have most things. I don't want to be a part of the majority. When everyone else is walking this way, guess which way you need to be walking? This way. And guess what? When you walk this way, walk this way, walk this way. Yeah. When you walk, that's just another microphone, right? When you walk this way, people are going to laugh at you. They're going to shout at you. They're going to scream at you. You're going to go, ha, 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 look at that guy do it. Why? Most people have least things. The least people have the most things. You need to be a least person because you're going to have the most things in life. So most people won't see it like you do. Most people won't see it like you do. Who has an iPhone? Let me know in the chat. Who has an iPhone? Who has an iPhone? Be honest in the chat. Who has an iPhone? Right? When you meet someone with an Android, do you like, I mean, not everyone's going to do this, but you cringe, you shiver, you're like, I could never imagine having an, I could never imagine having an Android, right? You should get an Android. Now, the people who have an Android out there, they're like, why would you want a phone with bad battery life and a crappy camera? You should, most people won't see it like you. Another example, let's say we go into an Italian restaurant and you order a pizza margherita with pineapple on it. Now, I'm not a fan of pizza with pineapple. I've never even tried a pizza with a pineapple because the idea of a pineapple sweating all over the pizza makes me feel sick. Apparently, a pineapple doesn't even sweat. It doesn't even melt. I would have thought it does, but apparently it doesn't. Who knows? I don't know the real answer, right? The owner of the Italian restaurant is like, Mamma mia, someone ordered a pizza. Someone ordered a pineapple on a pizza. The head chef has quit. He's like, I am not cooking a pineapple pizza. Not happening. Half the table are like, I flipping love it. Great choice. The other half are like, that's disgusting. We can't be friends anymore. Most people won't see it like you. I don't know about you guys, but I think that network marketing is the greatest business thing that anyone can ever do. Not just because of the income, but the people you meet and the person you become. A lot of people join for the money, but they stay for the people who they meet and the person that they become. But just because you think it's the greatest thing since sliced bread doesn't mean everyone else will, and that's totally fine, but you still have to find out. Because every time you go on and have a conversation with someone about your business, when they say no, it builds your character. When they say yes, it builds your business, but the character builds your business anyway. So look at it this way, right? Okay, a yes gets you money. No builds you. I'm just going to put like an arrow. But when you build you, you get more money. So it doesn't matter what response you get. You get, yes, I'm in. Woohoo! You celebrate. You're like, money, 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 money. And you make money. But when you get a no, it builds your character. And what builds your business more? Getting yeses or growing yourself? Your business is determined not by what you want, but it's determined by who you become. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that incredible? So actually, long term, getting no's is better for your business than yes. Ha! Who would have thought? All right, whilst I take some green tea, who's getting value so far? Has this been worth the last 15 minutes? I hope it has been. And if you're watching on the replay, I appreciate you. I appreciate you. I see you, Lee. Lee's here. Deborah's here. Maria's here. Porsche's here. Amy's here. I see you guys in the chat. I appreciate you. 340 comments. Last week, we had 1,200 comments. So that's the goal. We've got to beat 1,200 comments across the platforms that I can see connected. I can't monitor Instagram at this stage, but I appreciate all of you guys. All right. Number two. All right. Number two is you got to know what you're selling. You've got to know what you're selling. Now, let me know in the chat what you believe it is that you're selling. I want to hear from some of you guys. I want some feedback. What are you selling? Lifestyle, opportunity, dream, vision, future, a skincare product, network marketing, growth. Haha, got you there, Peter. Love it. Right? What do you sell? Energy, change, opportunity. There's so many things that we think that we're selling. However, what if I was to tell you, right, freedom, travel, opportunity, fire, right? What if I was to tell you that the reason why you're not recruiting as many people as you want to recruit is because you think that you're selling the thing that you're saying here? You're not selling wellness. You're not selling change. You're not selling confidence. You're not selling dreams. You're not selling hope. You're not selling vision. You're not selling this amazing network marketing company. You're not selling a mindset change. You're not selling any of that. There's one thing and one thing only. There's only one thing you really need to focus on selling. I don't even know if I spelt it right. You're selling certainty. You're selling certainty. Belief is not enough. For those of you on Instagram, I know you can't see maybe the rest of my board here. Feel free to come over onto Facebook and see that. But you're selling certainty, right? So let me give you a real life example of this, okay? Now you've got to believe what you're doing, but if you want to become a world-class recruiter, you've got to have certainty. So imagine this. Let's say your partner, right, is a guy. His name's Bruce. And Bruce is sat on the sofa and you've come home from the gym. You're tired, you're exhausted, but something hits you and you want to find out from Bruce if you are the woman of his dreams. So you come up to Bruce and you go, Brucey. I don't know. You probably don't call him Brucey. You probably call him Hun, Babe, Bruce, B-Dog, whatever. I don't know. You call him whatever you want, right? You go to Bruce and say, Bruce. And he's on his phone playing Candy Crush. You're like, what? Yeah. Did you have a good gym session? Yeah. Bruce, am I the woman of your dreams? And he's like, what? What are you on about? Yeah, I think so. Pretty sure. Yeah, like, yeah, but I believe so. Like, yeah, who knows? But how do you feel? How do you feel? The women out there, when your partner's like, I think so. Like, I believe so. Probably, yeah. Now, Bruce believes it, but that's not certain. Let's go the certainty route. You come home from the gym. Brucey there is on. Brucey boy is on the chair. He's on the sofa, whatever. He's playing Candy Crush. And you go, Bruce. He goes, yeah. Oh, how was your workout? Like, yeah, it was good. Bruce, am I the woman of your dreams? And he throws his phone, gets out of the sofa, looks you dead in the eyes, puts his hands around your shoulders, on your shoulders, looks you dead in the eye and says, 1,000% you're the woman of my dreams. I can't even imagine not meeting you. How do you feel now? How do you feel now? When you're walking down the street and he has the wandering eye, doesn't matter, I'm the woman of his dreams. When he thinks that you're the woman of his dreams and he has the wandering eye, you're thinking, is that the woman of his dreams? Is that the woman of his dreams? What happens if that is the woman of his dreams and you're holding tightly onto him? Don't you dare, Bruce. And everything starts to collapse because all these doubts start coming in and all the doubts create these cracks and all these cracks start to widen and bang, doesn't work out. Why didn't it work out? Trust issues. I didn't trust him because he wasn't certain. And you're selling certainty. It's not, Jacqueline, I think this is a really good business. And if you want to take some, if you want to take a further look, let me know. Or if you want to give it a try, let me know. Oh, right? I think this is a great business. And if you want to get, if you want to give it a try, let me know. Whoa, 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 whoa. You believe in it. But your language does not tell that. Like, I believe in it. I believe in it. I believe in it. I believe in it. Don't tell me. Show me. So instead, I know this is the best way to make money on social media. I know it. When you are ready, when you are ready to get started, I'm going to help you triumph. So when I know, triumph. By the way, triumph is simply try with umph. Umph, right? Triumph. That's all it is. Okay. Come on, Bruce. Yeah, Bruce number two is a legend, right? We love Bruce number two. All right, we're up to 530 comments. Hope you're getting value so far. Super excited. Don't forget to stay until the end because I've got something really, really gold to share with you guys as well. All right? Ooh. This is going to hurt. Don't find better people. This one will hurt. I get asked this a lot. Fraser, how do I find better people? I recruit people and they do nothing, right? Be honest, be real. Have you ever thought that? Have you ever said that? Or has it ever happened to you where you're like, I've recruited seven people and no one's doing anything, right? Or like, how do I recruit serious people? How do I recruit the right people? How do I recruit better people? We've all thought it. We've all said it at some point, me included, right? It happens a lot, right? Here's what I want you to write down. Don't find better people. Do your people better. Don't find better people. Do your people better. So the only person to blame in this game is yours. That yours truly. The only person to blame is yourself. You've got no business problems. You've only got personal problems. If you recruit Sarah, Jane, Jacqueline, Ray J, Mary, Lee, and Christelle, and they all quit and do nothing, what did you not do to make them feel loved, appreciated, admired, adored? What did you not do? You didn't do something. There was something that you did not do. Okay? So what do you need to do? You need to grow. Read the books. I promise you, the people that you recruit a year from now will likely be better people because you've leveled up. Those people see you as a different light. You might be there on your warm market. You've gone on nights out with your warm market. You've been sick on your own shoes in your warm market. They've had to put you to sleep after a night out because you got so drunk. They've seen you wear the fancy dress outfits. I'm just talking about myself here, right? All of these crazy things. All of these crazy things have happened. How do you expect to recruit better people when all the people who you already know that that is what you are? But a year from now, you're not a 2 out of 10. You're a 5 out of 10 because you've grown. You've read the books. You've listened to the podcast. You've watched these live streams. You watch the YouTube videos, you attend events, you speak to mentors, and boom, 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 you are now going to recruit better people. Not because you're finding them, but because you're attracting them, because you don't find better people, you do your people better. You do them better when they're coming into the business, you do them better when they're leaving the business, you do them better when they're building the business, you do them better when they're launching the business, you do them better when they're selling, when they're recruiting, you do them better, full stop. All right. All right, guys, you've gone quiet on me on the Facebook platforms. Let me know. I know you're making notes. I know you're making notes. But do let me know. Have you had any bingo moments so far? Of anything that made you go, ooh, I get it now. All right, that's what I'm not doing. Most people won't say it like you. You've got to know what you're selling, which is certainty. And you don't find better people. You do your people better by growing. Remember, guys, it is a journey. Right? It is a journey, not a destination. You got to fall in love with the idea. You got to fall in love with the idea of becoming better. You got to fall in love with the idea that 3 years from now, I'm going to recruit my top income earner. And then 5 years from now, I'm going to recruit my next top income earner. And then 7 years from now, I'm going to recruit the world's biggest income earner in this space. You don't want to do it right now. You're not ready for that right now, right? You're not. The universe is not going to give you the gift of the world's greatest network marketer in your team when you are not ready for it, because it'll be a waste. It would be a waste. Instead, the devil is going to give you loads of distractions, loads of challenges, loads of crap that you've got to face, and you're thinking, why is this happening to me? All I want to do is build my business. But guess what? Every single obstacle that he throws at you or she throws at you that you overcome, you grow until you've proven to the universe, I'm flipping ready for this. I'm flipping ready for this. Bring it on. So that you start looking at the obstacles, you start looking at the challenges, and you go, come on, that's not an obstacle, that's not a challenge. I know exactly what to do. The more obstacles you overcome, the more will appear, because it's the whole, every level has a new devil. No one really ever explains it, but every level that you reach brings more problems, more challenges, more issues that you've got to overcome. But the more you overcome, the bigger you grow, so you're ready to go to the next level, and so on and so on and so on and so on and so on. Right? The devil's going to try and hold you back. When the devil sees you sinning, he leaves you alone. When you're not doing anything, he leaves you alone. Let me be. Oh, yes, that worked. He and she ain't going to do anything. I'm just going to let them be. But when the devil sees you winning, he, she will try and drag you down, pull you down, do whatever he can, he, she can, in order to stop you. All right? Kind of crazy, right? Number four, you got to have a pipeline. Now, unfortunately, I can't go through the pipeline right now because I've ran out of time. But you have to know exactly your recruiting pipeline from generating a lead till the end of when you recruit them and launch them. What does that process look like? Let me know in the chat. Do you, yes or no, do you know what your pipeline is? Like, do you have your 3, 5, 7, 10-step pipeline that you know where people are? Like, I've generated a lead. I've built a relationship with them. I've seen if they're open to this, and then so on and so on and so on and so forth, right? You've got to, guys. You've got to know that. If you don't know that, guess what? You've already lost, because here's what's going to happen. You're going to speak to someone, and then you're going to go, if they say yes to being open, I have absolutely no idea what's going to happen next, and I don't want to look stupid, so I'd rather not see if they're open yet, figure it all out, and then come back to them. But by the time you come back to them, they've already joined a team. They've already joined another team. And they become a top 5 income earner, and you feel robbed. But you robbed yourself. Yes, I have a pipeline. Yes, yes, yes. Amazing, I have a pipeline. No, okay, great. You need to figure out the pipeline. All right? And the fifth one, if there's one skill you got to get good at, it's this. Who hates or who dislikes the idea of closing? So I'll tell you something a little bit embarrassing, but true. I don't get it anymore, but before I spoke on stage or before I had to close a prospect, I used to get a red rash. I don't know if you can see it. I wouldn't be able to see it. I used to get a red rash here. It was kind of like covered around there. And it was so bad that I couldn't wear a white shirt. I couldn't wear any shirt because it would be so red that people would be like, he's nervous. That looks a bit weird. Like, what the hell is going on with this dude, right? It would happen all the time because I hated the idea of closing. I was certain about what I had, but for some reason, I would talk so much that I would have sold the business to Caroline, and then before she had the chance to join, I would have bought it back from her because I would just kept talking and talking and talking and talking and talking, blah, 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 right? Happened all the time. So, I sat down with my dad. My dad's my upline. He was my upline. He was my mentor. He's my hero, legend of all legends. I love my dad. And he basically said, you don't have a closing problem, Fraser. You have a qualifying problem. You're becoming a link sending specialist. Now, be honest. Who's become a link sending specialist? As soon as someone says, like, who's become a link sending specialist? As soon as Sarah Jane says, yes, I'm open, send me the information, you're like, pow! There you go. Got it to you in 0.37 seconds. The Red Bull pit lane crew would be proud of the speed that I got that information over to you. Right? It's like, right, Rachel says, yeah, I'm interested. Pow! There you go. Got it to you. 0.28 seconds. I'm breaking the records. That was faster than the speed of sound. Right? So it wasn't the idea. And by the way, this came because for all the years I heard the following statement, the following saying, and you probably heard the same thing. It's a numbers game. That screwed me up big time because that is an incorrect statement. I'm going to give you the correct statement. It's not a numbers game when it's just that being said. It's a numbers game when you play the game right. And the wrong way of playing the game is putting people through the pipeline as fast as you can, because you miss out the steps. So write this down if you're making notes. The harder you qualify, the easier the close. The harder you qualify, the easier the close. If you become a qualification beast, the close is easy. Now, what does qualification look like? I don't have the time to go into it in detail, but if someone says, yes, I'm open, Lauren, send me information, before, instead of me going, okay, there you go, pow. Instead of that, guess what? I'm going to say something like, Lauren, that's incredible. I can't wait to send it over to you. But before I do, I just want to make sure that you and I aren't wasting each other's time. Why do you want to lose more weight? Why do you want to travel more? Why do you want to make more money online? Why do you want a secondary income? Why do you want to work from home? Why do you want to improve your skin? Why do you want to improve your finances? Why? Just ask why. And you will get to it. You will get to an idea. You will get to a concept. You will get to a thought that they have that's impossible for them to shake. I'll tell you another statement that I don't believe to be completely true, and I will change the statement. Leaders are readers. I could tell you 100 leaders who don't read. Now, I know a lot of leaders who do read a lot. Do I read every day? No. Would I class myself as a leader? Yeah, definitely. But here's what I will tell you. Leaders are seeders. Leaders are seeders. Here's what a lot of you guys are doing. If I can show you this graphically, here's the ground. And a seed is a prospect. This is what you guys are doing. You're putting your prospects on the ground, and then you're walking away at night, and you're coming back the next day, and guess what? The seed's gone. Why? Because if you leave a seed on the ground, the birds will get them. Go and do it. Go to a park, throw breadcrumbs onto the park ground, and come back the next day. The breadcrumbs won't be there. The birds have got them. So you're like, why am I keep getting ghosted? Because you aren't flipping seed. You're not digging a hole and planting the seed. So this is what you do. Instead of planting them on the ground, this is the unqualified way. This is the qualified way. Why? And now you've got the qualified way. You've got this seed. And when you come back, guess what? You don't see the growth that happens underneath. But you're following up. You're following up. They're talking about it to their partner. Why? Do we need more money? We want to travel more. We should get in better shape. It's seeding them. Now, Fraser's the person who's been telling me, like, I need to do this and why, blah, 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 blah. And by the time they see the presentation, they're already this big, tall, flipping tree. Leaders are seeders. That's my modern version of Jim Rohn, by the way. I love Jim Rohn. He always said, you know, that the birds got him. That's my kind of visualization of what I learned from him, and my way of saying that leaders are seeders. You've got to get good at planting seeds, and you do that by getting good at qualification. So before I kind of close this up, I've got the exciting news for you guys. Next week, we will be back 7 p.m. UK time. Who's enjoying these Tuesday Night Lives? Just for those of you who are newer to these, every Tuesday, 7 p.m. UK time, I'm doing these mini masterclasses on whatever topic our free Telegram channel chooses to do. Obviously, last week we talked about recruiting with cold messaging. Today we're talking about recruiting using social media. I know that felt more like a mindset thing, but guys, recruiting is a mindset. It's making a decision. You know what? I'm going to go on a recruiting run. I'm going to recruit at least one person every single week. I'm going to recruit at least one person a month. I'm going to recruit 10 people this year, whatever it might be, and then work backwards. So I'm enjoying this. For those of you who are sharing these with your teams, I really appreciate that. There's more than 500 people tuning in live on all the platforms combined. We've had well over 1,500 comments on all the platforms, which is incredible. I'm very, very, very appreciative of that. So next week, Tuesday, 7 p.m. UK time, we'll be back with the next episode of this Tuesday Night Live, live show, 7 p.m. And then on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at 7 p.m., I'm doing an online recruiting formula. So 3 days about 90 minutes each day on all things recruiting. So we're going to go through the pipeline. We're going to talk about qualification. We're going to talk about content creation to generate more leads. We're going to talk about following up. We're going to talk about objection handling. We're going to talk about actually building your recruiting system. We're going to talk about the different strategies. You're going to have the chance to ask questions on what you should be sending and what you should be doing, everything and anything. So all you need to do, if you are on Facebook, my Facebook page, or on Instagram, comment the word recruit. Right? Comment the word recruit, and I will, let's put it here so you can actually see it. Comment the word recruit, and I can send the information to your messenger. If you are on my Facebook personal profile, then that won't work. So you need to go to fraserbrooks.com/, where is it? fraserbrooks.com/online. All right? So for some reason, if it doesn't work for you, let me see if I can do it like that. And let's put it there. I know it's on my head, but there we go. All right, so you can go to fraserbrooks.com/online. And by the way, guys, it's $9. So $9 for 3 days. This, again, has been half an hour, right? We're going to be doing 3 days of 90 minutes. So basically nine times what we've just done here for $9. So you'd be doing a massive favor if you could share this stream with your network marketing friends and family. If you're not going to do it, but you have team or people who you know are serious about recruiting in 2024, make sure you send this link to them as well. Again, if you're on Instagram, you can comment the word recruit. If you are on my Facebook profile, you have to go to that link. Or if you comment recruit and for some reason it does not work, then go to that link as well. Again, I am going to leave this recording up on YouTube and my Facebook accounts. So if you want to come back to this whenever you want, we are going to do that, because the goal for 2024 and beyond is to level you up, is to turn you into a network marketing pro so that you can go out there, recruit on demand, build a brand using social media, make more sales than ever before, and really grow this community to a whole new level. So next week, we'll be talking about another different topic. Probably the week after that, I've got a very special guest that I want to introduce you to, and I'm very excited about it. I'm happy to be back on these Tuesday Night Lives. So with that being said, I appreciate you. Big love to each and every single one of you, and I will see you next week. All right? Ciao.